This is Nebraska's news, weather, and traffic station. News Radio 1110 KFAB and KFAB.com and iHeart Radio station.
9:37 and 16 years after the terror attacks, September 11th, 2001, killed about 3,000 Americans and also people from around the world who were at the World Trade Center, who were at the Pentagon and on Flight 93, which that flight and those victims remembered right now in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Let's listen in for a moment here before bringing Senator Grassley on to the nation's Vice President, Mike Pence, in Shanksville.
Heading home. As a new member of Congress, I was going through my normal workday routine at the United States Capitol when I learned of the attacks in New York City and at the Pentagon. I will always remember the scenes of that day, watching the Capitol complex being evacuated. It was as though the building was literally hemorrhaging with people running in every direction. I found myself just across the street from the U.S. Capitol eventually, on the top floor of the headquarters of the Capitol Police Chief. I was there with leaders of the House and Senate. Shortly after I arrived, the chief of police set the phone back down and informed the leaders gathered there that there was a plane inbound to the Capitol, and he said it was 12 minutes out. In that moment, the room became silent, and as people began to make plans, I found myself looking out the window, where just across the street was the Capitol Dome, with that majestic Statue of Freedom standing atop it, a dome that's a symbol of the ideals of this nation, of freedom and democracy for all the world. So we waited. It was the longest 12 minutes of my life. But it turned to 13 minutes, then 14. And then we were informed that the plane had gone down in a field in Pennsylvania.
That's Vice President Pence in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. This morning we started off the program at just after 9 o'clock with Chris Kelly, also talking about Flight 93, showing the resolve of Americans as we were talking about whether we have to be in these dramatic moments where we're under attack to be able to find that resolve and come together as Americans, come together as patriots, and fight for what's right in our country, fight for the best of our country. That's a conversation that we need to have more often than just on September 11th anniversaries. We welcome onto the program right now Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley. Senator, I'm guessing your timeline of events from September 11, 2001 is very close to what then Congressman Pence was going through that morning. Is that correct?
Yeah. At 8 o'clock on those Tuesdays, and I still do this on Tuesdays, I have a radio program with Radio Iowa stations, WHO, a few other stations. Takes about 10 minutes. At the end of those 10 minutes, I went to my office in the Capitol building to study. Then at 9 o'clock, I had a meeting in the same radio studios at 9 o'clock with agricultural broadcasters. As I was going into the studio, television was on. It had a picture of the tower, the first tower being struck. And I suppose we thought it was an accident. I did my radio program. Going out of the radio program, a lady, I don't remember who she was, she came up behind me and said, "Mr. Grassley, you ought to be very careful. Something bad has happened at the Defense Department." I went back to my same Capitol office. Within 5 minutes, people were knocking on our doors, "Get out of here." So we went out to the grassy area on the east front of the Capitol, and And it was just all sorts of people were around. You couldn't use your cell phone, but there was somebody who had a radio, kind of keep us informed. Didn't really know what was going on at that point. But at that point, obviously, the second tower had been hit. We did hear things that Pence was talking about the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. But at that point, it hadn't gone down yet, I don't think. And there was still, all the planes had been grounded, but that one obviously didn't ground itself. So, so that presumably could have been headed towards the White House or towards the Capitol. I think in terms of it, if it had ran into the Capitol from where we were standing less than a block away, we probably could have been killed if that plane hadn't gone down, assuming it was headed here instead of the White House. We don't know exactly where it was headed. Then for the rest of the day, it was just keeping up on things. I walked to my wife's office about five blocks away and see if everything was okay. Then we kind of gathered at my chief of staff's house. She's still on my staff, Jill Kozny, that's on Capitol Hill, to watch it on television. There was gridlock around Washington, D.C. About 5 or 6 o'clock, we decided the gridlock was over. Maybe we could get home. We went home because I only live a mile and a half from the Pentagon. We couldn't see the damage that was done because it was on the other side. But as we were going home through our neighborhood, there was slow traffic going home, but people were out with their American flag and with their water for people that were standing in a line because the traffic was moving slowly. And there was great evidence of patriotism. And quite frankly, that evidence of patriotism and working together lasted until about January the next year. And when we went back into session, things became very partisan. But for the rest of 2001, there was a great deal of America pulling together.
Things are certainly partisan now on Capitol Hill, and you see it throughout the country on social media and in the media. Senator, when you allowed yourself at that time 16 years ago to think about what kind of country we would become after that, and now here we are 16 years later, what do you think about what you see?
Well, from the standpoint of what happened on 9/11 and finding out maybe for the first time that terrorists hate America and they want to kill Americans, although you look back to several things that happened between the 1972 Olympics when terrorists killed a lot of Israeli athletes. And then you look at what happened in 93 in New York with the bombing, and you look at things that happened against the American embassy in East Africa, and I don't know how many other places. You understand that 9/11 was just a wake-up that we should have had going way back to 1972, that there were people that wanted to kill Americans, and they were terrorists as much as what we call ISIS today or Al-Qaeda today or Boko Haram today, and it was a wake-up call. And so since then, we've intervened in several cases, maybe in 150 cases of terrorists wanting to do activity in the United States. But if you look at Orlando, Chattanooga, Ohio State, Boston, Minneapolis, San Bernardino, and Fort Hood, we've still lost 100 and some people to terrorist activities, not the 3,000 we lost in New York. So I think in terms of this, a lesson that ought to be learned. Every one of us ought to be alerted to the possibility that there might be a terrorist lurking around the corner. That don't mean you mistrust every American, but you need to be aware that when the FBI tells you that they're watching 1,000 people in the United States and there's at least one in every state, that there's possibly something could happen to you, and you ought to be cooperative with law enforcement and tell them everything that you have suspicion about.
Senator, I appreciate your comments this morning. Thank you very much for the time.
Goodbye.
Senator Chuck Grassley.